好，算了，不行。
Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism which with I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on a household, five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and the son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
The words of the Gospel.
You may have noticed this morning that the person who carried the cross that leads a procession for Mass in our Catholic tradition is Joy.
Amen.
So we want to thank Joy for serving Mass for the very first time today. So Joy, come up here. Following in the steps of her big sisters. So we're so happy you have said yes to Jesus today. Amen.
Amen. Yes,
so welcome to the altar. Amen. Give a round of applause this morning. We sang today for our psalm, Lord, come to my aid. So I ask you to pray with me and for me today. We have a troubled world today.
Yes.
And do we ever need God to come to our aid today? Let's lift up a holy hand this morning. First of all, let's acknowledge that God is with us.
Yes.
But also as a testimony that we need God's presence here today.
Amen. That's right.
The word that's been proclaimed, preached, may be God's message today. Loving God, thank you once again. In the midst of this heat and humidity, we are here today on grace and mercy. We don't know, and we don't care just how difficult it may be outside. We want to give you praise this morning, Lord.
That's right. Amen.
Especially in troubled times, you deserve the praise and the thanks and all the glory, Lord. So come by here today.
Yes.
That's right.
Come to our aid. In Jesus' name, the church say,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. One of our great traditions here at St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church is to give recognition to excellence in education. I would dare to say that we are a parish family that truly believes in the power of education. Amen?
Amen. That's right.
In our midst, we have professors and PhDs and EdDs and all kinds of folks who've mastered their craft and their discipline. We certainly always want to pass on the importance of education. It's something that nobody can take from you, and it's so important. Amen?
That's right.
So today we're going to offer a blessing to our students going off to college. That season now. Some have already left us. We want to also recognize anybody who's going off to college now and pray for them and asking God to give them what they need to have a good semester and a good season. Amen?
Amen.
That's right.
It's one thing to go to college, another thing to get through college.
Amen. That's
right. And so we want to pray with them today. Amen?
Amen.
Well, preparing for today, I couldn't help remember a few years ago when we took my nephew to Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia. My nephew went to LaSalle College High School, but he really wanted to go to an HBCU, and he wanted to go away. Something good about going away from home. And so he chose Morehouse. And so my sister was a little reluctant, but she certainly gave the red green light for him to go to Morehouse, an outstanding institution in Atlanta. And I signed up to be part of the traveling band. So it was my sister, her husband, my brother-in-law, me and my nephew all went down to Atlanta to drop him off with all the stuff, all the things you need for college. Amen?
Amen.
Who knows what I'm talking about? You've been there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And it was fine. We went down south, stopped, had some good southern food. Everything was good. And we got to Morehouse. Have you ever been to that wonderful institution? Part of the orientation is the young men are told to go put on a suit, a shirt, and a tie, and to show up in the auditorium. The same space that Spike Lee and Dr. King were in at one time.
Amen.
Came in and they announced the class of whatever, whatever. The Morehouse men, they came strutting in, looking good, ready to begin their new chapter in their life as college young men. And then the announcement came, parents, family, get out.
Well, wow.
It wasn't quite that rough, but the point was that it was time for parents and family to go. And everything was fine until that point. Have you ever been with a mother dropping off her only son to college, that many miles away? We got in the car and started driving back to Philadelphia. And I tell you, church, I would have gotten Amtrak, Southwest, Uber. I would have walked back, I think, because my sister cried and cried and cried. And my nephew said, "See y'all." Because right across the parking lot was Spelman College, so he was good. But I thought about that today as we bless our young people. But also I thought about the fact that, you know, the word today talks about separation. Separation. And so today I want to preach about a Christian separation. Stay with me. The gospel today is Luke chapter 12. If you read this whole text, Jesus says some challenging things in this gospel text. We think of Jesus as nice old fluffy man, but he has a strong word, huh? And sometimes his word is difficult to understand where he's going. But it's meant to get your attention. I've come to set the world on fire. There's one thing about fire, it changes things.
Yes.
You cannot encounter fire and not be changed.
That's right.
If you don't believe me, come up here and touch this candle. My brain, because it's working right now, if I try to do that, my brain's gonna say, pull back. Because it's gonna hurt. And one thing, my finger would not be the same again. It might be healed, but the burn, y'all ain't with me, the burn will last. Because fire changes you absolutely. If it's true about this old candle flame, what do you think my God can do to you? What do you think God can do to you if you let God's fire burn in your heart? One of the great gifts we have in our Catholic tradition is confirmation. Received just one time. But the same way the fire of the Holy Spirit came upon that upper room and changed those fearful men into faithful soldiers, that confirmation is meant to change us and make us different, bold disciples for God. I've come to light a fire on the earth, and how I wish it was already burning. I've come for a baptism, an anointing that will change the world. I'm in anguish, he says, until it's accomplished. Jesus is hyped up today in the text because the word of God should get you excited. Some places we go and we say things about the Lord and you would never know there was excitement there. We should be excited. We get our marching orders from Jesus. But he moves on to say that this fire may cause separation in your life. And one thing about separation, church, a true holy separation, stay with me, it leads to growth. My nephew would not be the man he is today, having a good job, making good money, with a wife and children, if he didn't have a separation and a growth in his life. Separation is part of life. How many times we see opening day of elementary school and parents are crying and all the kindergarten stuff? You know what I'm talking about, right? It's like, go home. You can't hold on to that child forever. If you're giving her or him their roots, did you give them the roots?
Yes.
To let them spread their wings. Yes. And move on. Even if they go in a space you didn't plan for them. That's how we grow. Through separation. Jesus says, my word may be so challenging and so rich in your life, it may even cause separation in a family life. But you are committed to Christ, and somebody in your bloodline is not. You got to decide, I've made Jesus my choice. I've made Jesus my choice. And it's not easy sometimes, church. It takes moment after moment. Ask anybody in recovery. A real serious recovery from a substance issues. They'll tell you, it's only when I hit rock bottom, when I find myself doing things that are totally out of my character, then I realize I got to make some separation in my life. Persons, places, and things. If I'm going to grow and be healthy and holy, I may have to separate myself from things I used to cling to, because nothing is more important than my relationship with God. Nothing, 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 no one, no one, no one, no one, no one, no one, no one. And when you know your worth, you know your worth in Christ Jesus. You see, some folks don't know how good they are. And when you are suicidal, when you've lost your sense of worth, you don't recognize the God who woke you up this morning, the God who redeemed you, the God who sustained you, the God who is with you. If I don't care about me, I don't care about you. That's what was acted out about 8 blocks up the street this past week. When folks don't realize their worth and cause chaos. When we hurt the babies. As a black people, we've always protected the babies. When we hurt the babies, and I know no one got hurt, yes they did. Because trauma to a young person who's afraid, who doesn't know where mom and dad are, and children feel and see and experience what we go through. No child should experience that. We don't realize what domestic violence does to the little ones. Trust me, I know from experience. It's not just mom and dad having a fight. Children see it, church. And affects them. Worth. And because of that, your worth, you might have to go down a different road in the name of Jesus. Go down a different place in the name of Jesus. Go into a different position to realize your full potential. I pray for these young people today that I've known and watched grow for 8 years. I have no doubt you're ready for college. I've seen your report cards. I've watched your growth in high school. I pray for you because you'll find your Christian worth, the whose you are, challenged even in Catholic school. When people say, don't worry about studying. C's get degrees. But no, come to this party. And that's when you have to separate yourself. Not because mom might get you, but you know who you are. Y'all do that. I ain't doing that. The mess and the play that happens sometimes in our schools. I'm from a family that reverends education. And I'm amazed sometimes when I hear what happens on college campuses, especially in our school universities where people came, had a struggle. Y'all want to just play and smoke and dance and drink and hook up. That's not who we are. Separation. It's the same thing that happens to any Christian woman or man here today. Think about your worth. Think about your worth, father. Think about your worth, sister. And reflect on the values you have and how sometimes you got to stand alone. And the Lord says, you may find your house divided, but you know who you are. Yes. And you stand for something. I sat this week, once again, the reality of violence in our world, in our nation, in our community. Some priests and pastors never even talk about it, even in the petitions of mass. I've preached about this for a long time. You cannot say if you come to this place, I've not talked about things that are real in people's lives. You know that's true. How can you preach the gospel and not keep it real? Why do you come to church today and not hear a word that connects, that's incarnate? I can talk about all the nice fluffy stuff, but that's not going to help somebody get themselves right. If you want that kind of homily, go somewhere else. But I've come here to preach a word that's connected to my life and to somebody else's life, that somebody might get home and get blessed. Somebody might get home and get blessed. Somebody might know.
Right.
Folks say you get too political. I don't know how you can preach this and not talk about politics.
Yes.
I'm tired of prayers and thoughts. I'm tired of lighting candles. I'm tired of just complaining. Because a lot of the stuff we see, especially what happened in Tioga Nicetown, that's our stuff. You might have moved away. That's my block. That's my neighborhood. That's my spot. I went to school right past there every week. I knew people from up there. How do I just sit back and say, well, it's thoughts and prayers? No. There's a meeting this Wednesday at 6:30. And it won't solve the problem, but it'll bring people together to start talking about what we can do to do some action, because talk is cheap.
That's right.
When you pray, move your feet.
Hello.
If it's nothing else, then holding up Mercy Neighborhood Ministries at 20th and Venango, my block, where Sister Ann and her staff are the president of the church. If nothing else, we do to make sure that place is sustained and resourced. And you would think I was talking to these empty pews here today, because nobody's reacting to me. Church, we just can't sit and talk. I've come to set the world on fire.
Amen.
I've come for a baptism. I've come that sometimes may cause division. I didn't come to make things nice. Somebody already said to me, but once again, okay, I see how you are. You think you are, you know, different. You think that St. Martin's is special. Why do you think, all this stuff is called a Christian separation? It's called standing. It's called standing. It's called standing. It's called standing when the world sits down.
Yes.
It's called protest in a holy way. It's called something as simple as taking a young person and reminding them to stay in school. It's either army, school, or job. But to say to somebody, maybe you should not have that baby by that man you know ain't no good. Maybe it's about handing your family business. I can go on and on. But if I know he saw something in me, no matter what the world might say about me, I got some worth. I'm savable. Lovable.
Yes.
And God sees something in me that's redeemable that led him to sacrifice his life on the cross.
Yes.
And if nobody else was there, he would have done it all.
Amen.
Just for me.
Yes. That's right.
You see,
that's right.
It's a right. Holy separation, a Christian separation that knows no matter what the world might say, I know who I am.
That's right. Yeah.
And because of that, I walk a little bit differently. I move a little bit differently because I know my worth in Christ Jesus. Maybe I just rambled on this morning, as I often do, but guess what? I know somebody heard what I'm trying to say this morning. And I gotta praise him. I gotta praise him. He's worthy
to be praised.
To be praised. Amen. Right.
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was the devil. So you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole. So I could tell everyone I know.
You thought I was worth saving.
So you came.
So you came to change my life.
No.
You thought I was worth keeping.
So you cleaned me up inside.
So you cleaned me up inside.
You thought I was the
devil. You thought I was to die.